Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Asha Menon. Today is Thursday, the 25th of May. Here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. Market is likely to open marginally lower on Thursday as SGX Nifty indicates a negative start for the broader index, with a loss of 60 points after opening the session at 18,252. SGX futures touched a high of 18,395 in early trade today. BSE Sensex lost 208 points to close at 61,773 on Wednesday, while Nifty 50 closed 63 points lower at 18,285. Nifty 50 traded comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average at 18,033 and is expected to build on the recent momentum. Pivot charts indicate that Nifty may get support at 18,264, followed by 18,233 and 18,184. If the index advances, 18,363 would be the key resistance level to watch out for, followed by 18,394 and 18,443. US markets. Dow futures slipped Wednesday night after Fitch Ratings placed US's high AA rating on a negative rating watch. Meanwhile, Nasdaq 100 futures rallied after strong earnings beat from Nvidia. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures fell 60 points or 0.18%, while Nasdaq 100 futures jumped 1.4% and S&P 500 futures gained 0.45%. Fitch Ratings put US's AA long-term foreign currency issuer default rating on a negative watch. The rating agency said the ongoing debt ceiling negotiations have raised risks that the government could miss payments on some of its obligations. However, Fitch said it still expects a resolution before the X date. X date is a term used for the day on which the US government may say that it cannot meet its debt obligations. European markets. European markets closed lower Wednesday, with market sentiment rattled by stumbling US debt ceiling talks. Stoxx 600 index closed 1.8% lower, with nearly all sectors down more than 1%, and autos, banks, insurance and travel stocks all shedding more than 2%. FTSE closed 1.75% lower at 7,627 points. DAX closed 1.92% lower at 15,842 points. CAC 40 index closed 1.7% lower at 7,253 points. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed as the Bank of Korea held its benchmark interest rate steady at 3.5%, in line with expectations. South Korea, which was one of the first Asian banks to pause its rate hikes, has held rates steady for three straight meetings since January. South Korea's KOSPI was up marginally and KOSDAQ gained 0.27%. In Japan, Nikkei 225 rose 0.22%, but Topic saw a loss of 0.3%. Australia's S&P ASX 200 also saw a weak open, slipping 0.71%. Most notably, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index looks set to breach its two-month low, with futures standing at 18,878 compared to its last close of 19,115.93. Indonesia will also announce its benchmark interest rate policies on Thursday, with economists polled by Reuters expecting the country's central bank to hold its 7-day reverse repurchase rate at 5.75%. LIC's Q4 profit surges nearly fivefold to 13,428 crore rupees. Life Insurance Corporation of India recorded a standalone net profit of nearly 13,428 crore rupees for the quarter ended March, growing 466% over the corresponding period last fiscal. Standalone net profit for the previous March quarter stood at 2,371 crore rupees. Sequential growth in profit was 112%. BSE NSE put Adani Enterprises under short-term ASM framework. Leading bourses BSE and NSE will put the securities of Adani Enterprises under short-term ASM or additional surveillance measure framework from today. Parameters for shortlisting securities under ASM include high-low variation, client concentration, number of price band hits, close-to-close price variation, and price-earnings ratio. Now, let's look at oil, gold and dollar. Oil prices rose about 2% on Wednesday after a large unexpected drawdown in US crude inventories and a warning from the Saudi energy minister that raised the prospect of further OPEC plus production cuts. Brent crude futures rose $1.63 or 2.1% to $78.47 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude or WTI rose by $1.68 or 2.2% to $74.56 a barrel. Dollar. Dollar index traded 0.41% higher in futures at 103.91, whereas value of $1 hovered near 82.68 rupees. Gold. Gold eased on Wednesday as dollar firmed, cutting some safe haven flows into bullion from the looming risk of US debt default. Talks have entered a critical stretch while investors await minutes of Federal Reserve's recent policy meeting. Spot gold was down 0.6% at $1,961.59 per ounce by 12 p.m. Eastern Time, after rising as much as 0.5% earlier. U.S. gold futures fell 0.5% to $1,964.5. Moving on to how FIIs and DIIs are buying. Foreign institutional investors, or FIIs, bought shares worth 1,185.84 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors, or DIIs, bought shares worth 300.93 crore rupees on May 24. Mayuresh Joshi, head of equity research at William O'Neill Company, speaks about Bharat Dynamics, a stock that has rallied more than 300% over the last 3 years. He talks about expansion of order book in non-defense segment as a margin driver for the company. The company is set to report its fourth quarter earnings today.
Bharat Dynamics is expected to report a reasonable set of numbers tomorrow. Going by the performance in the past few quarters, order book has seen a significant amount of increase, and the expectation is that further orders are expected over the next couple of years. Orders to the tune of 15,000 to 20,000 odd crores are in the pipeline, where Bharat Dynamics can be a very strong contender, specifically in the areas of missiles, which includes Akash missiles, anti-tank guided missiles, air-to-air missiles as well. When it specifically comes to the forecast over the next couple of years, expectations in terms of a huge export order book that can build up, foraying into the non-defense space, can actually ensure that the margins stabilize anywhere between 22% to 20-odd%. Having said that, with a very, very strong order book, which is almost 4.5 times revenues reported as on FY22, the expectation in terms of revenue growth in double digits and more so ever strong EBITDA growth in excess of 24% to 25% with strong bottom line growth of more than 22% to 23% will ensure ROE and ROC expansion for Bharat Dynamics. So numbers expected to be stable, commentary expected to be stable. If the commentary and numbers are on expected lines and the guidance is better than what the street expects, it has created a very nice base as per the O'Neill methodology, and the momentum can continue. For the space as a whole, expectations in terms of strong order wins expected to continue in terms of the Atmanirbhar Bharat mechanism that the government has adopted and the approach in terms of procurement from local defense companies. The execution has improved significantly, and therefore the margin stability with input cost deflation expected to continue, and expectations in terms of strong execution on the order book shall ensure very stable EBITDA and bottom line growth. On top of that, very less leverage in terms of most company balance sheets. And therefore, the space probably looks very, very interesting. However, I think stocks like HAL as an example, or even Bharat Electronics need to show some amount of pullbacks and also some moderation in valuations. At the same time, some stocks like Mazagon, which have performed exceptionally well along with Cochin and Garden Reach Shipyards, need to show some stability in terms of their price action. So very good sector over the next few years, and the prospects for the entire sector probably look very, very good.
That's all from us today. Have a great trading day.